the rest of the story. How is your memory of political history? Well, let's test it. Because November will be the anniversary of a national tragedy. An assassination. Regarding it, many questions will remain forever unanswered, but this, all these years after the fact, may now be reported. It was not the deed of a lone assassin. Beyond the slightest doubt, at least several were involved. Let's start at the beginning. Once upon a time, there were two brothers in the Senate. They would never have become senators had it not been for their mother, who carefully groomed them for political careers. And thus did one family rise from comparative obscurity to considerable authority. And don't get ahead of me now. Criticism also rose swiftly because the brothers were characterized as rich kids giving away everybody else's money. And on the other hand, admirers saw them as two young men of affluence spitting out their silver spoons, a couple of clean-cut go-getters emerging from the cradle of conservatism as vigorous and compassionate liberals. The older of the two had served his country as a junior officer in the military, had distinguished himself in wartime. Following his hitch, he had entered politics, eventually ran for and was elected to the Senate. Through his influence, much state-owned property was turned over to the homeless poor. But as he won the support of the people, he lost the encouragement and the respect of his wealthy peers. What nobody but political insiders realized was the young senator's capacity for ruthlessness. For his age, he was the consummate wheeler-dealer, ramming pet programs and ridding himself of opponents with awesome ease. No telling how much he might have accomplished, because before he could be elected to a second term in the highest political office, he was assassinated. Now, you think you have this all figured out, but stay with me. His younger brother, now a senator, would set out to take his place. He, the younger, was an equally vigorous politician, much more ambitious, really. He was a vote-getting arm twister. Some described him as a rabble-rouser. The nation was just not quite ready for many of the liberal reforms which he proposed. So along the way, his shrewdness won him more enemies than friends. Until, like his older brother, he lost his life in an act of political violence and was cut down in his prime. Both brothers assassinated. Now, I know in the intervening years you have read many volumes about the two brothers, the two young senators who lived rich and preached left and died soon. It has happened only once in all of American history. It has happened only once in all of American history, but also once before. Long, long before. A national tragedy of another nation. For everything that I have just related relates to the brothers Gracchi, Tiberius and Gaius Gracchi, liberal senators of ancient Rome, whose violent deaths ended their promising political careers more than 2,000 years before John and Robert Kennedy were born. And now you know the rest of the story.